I think there's something animalistic about being trapped in a subway, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just the way that you have to commute. So in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about all of my subway stories that have happened different times in various parts of the world. Enjoy. So you'll get the occasional sneeze or the baby crying, or for instance right now I'm rubbing against someone's ponytail. And the subway is in Korean, and typically in Korea the people are relatively calm. It's unlike New York, where it's crowded and full of poor, pathetic people. But I mean, it's crowded and it puts you your mind in a state of kind of fury, where you're trapped in a car, in a subway cart, you're claustrophobic and you can't move, and it's weird. So getting in and out of the cart is crazy, because people just bump you and push you, and it is like an experience. I'm actually transferring right now, and just the bumping and the way that people cram into the subway, I think I've only experienced this in Asia. I don't remember people bumping and just packing on as many people as they could in Europe. If I remember correctly, I think my first subway ride was in London. Obviously in London, the subway system is called the Tube. Mind the gap, mate, mind the gap. And I just feel like the people here are just a different level of swine. And anyway, kind of back to the point. It's amazing how your mind, the state that your mind is in when you have to be trapped with these people. Someone bumping you, someone pushing you, someone passing gas, someone's hair rubbing against your fingers. And you know, I think it's just kind of like you're stuck there and there's not much you can do, and it's kind of like that helpless feeling. I can't recall like any funny stories. I think the subway system in Los Angeles is very small, and not a lot of people take it because you just pretty much need a car there. Ooh, coughing is not good for a podcast. Thank you.